ahead and start again.
Okay, here we go again.
Is Jerome in the room?
Let me say the prayers.
I don't know if Jerome's in the room yet, Angela.
I'm stopping the, this.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me know if he's up there. Is he in the room?
Yeah, he's in the room.
Yeah, now he is.
Okay.
He was.
I got to shut this and start it again. Okay, I'll be right there. Well, here comes this. Here it comes. I had to start the video again. It didn't want to work. Okay, where's the study? Here it is. Okay. I'll start all over again. Okay, we're one of Messiah congregation. Let's blow the trumpet. Shabbat Shalom. We are one of Messiah congregation. Kahacha b'Mashiach. Just a little piece of the Israel of God around the world. Let's ask God to bless this reading again. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for the blood of Yeshua. We pray that you'll come against Satan and stop him today, and we ask you to be in the midst of us, Father, with your Holy Spirit. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you for forgiveness of sins through the blood of Yeshua. Amen. God bless you, everybody. Okay, there's my website, there's my phone number, and there's my email, and we're at Forest Crossing Boulevard today in Franklin. We are still using the Gregorian calendar from Pope Gregory from the 1500s today in the 21st century. However, it's February 28, 2026, okay? And that's the weasel, what it means. I don't want to read that again. We are now in the 12th month of God called Adar, day 10. And Adar means glorious, 12th month. And that's found in Esther chapter 3 to the 12th month, that is the month Adar. And today's topic again is secret things. Sitara, Sater, and there's what it means. It means covering. It means hiding, a place, protection, secretly. Sitar means the same thing, literally or figuratively, to keep close, conceal, hide, to keep secret. Okay, Deuteronomy 13. If your brother, the son of your mother, or your son, or your daughter, or the wife of your bosom, or your friend, which is as your own soul, entice you secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods which you have not known, you nor your fathers. Somebody that's really a weasel says, namely the gods of the people which are round about you, nigh unto you, or far off from you, from the one end of the earth, even unto the other end of the earth. Well, here's what you're supposed to do. You shall not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him. Neither shall your eye pity him, neither shall you spare, neither shall you conceal him. Here's what they used to do. But you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterward the hand of all the people. And you shall stone him with stones that he die. Why? Well, because he had sought to thrust you away from Jehovah your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. And all Israel shall hear and fear, that you do no more any such wickedness as this is among you. is Deuteronomy 27. It says, cursed be the man that makes any graven or molten image, which is an abomination unto Jehovah, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and puts it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, amen. Deuteronomy 27 says about the same thing. Cursed be he that smites his neighbor secretly, and all the people shall say, amen. Deuteronomy 29. Did you know the secret things belong unto Jehovah your God? But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this Torah, this law. That's right. Here's Judges again. There was a certain man of Zohar, of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare not. And the angel of Jehovah appeared unto the woman and said unto her, behold now, you are barren and bear not, but you shall conceive and bear a son, Samson. That was Samson, remember that? And the angel of Jehovah said unto him, why are you asking after my name, seeing it's a secret? And that word right there was Peli or Peli, and it means remarkable, secret, wonderful. Chafa means the same thing, to act covertly, to do secretly. 2 Kings 17. The children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against Jehovah their God, and they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. I wonder how they thought they were going to get away with that, and God sees everything.
Yeah, and they did it secretly.
And they set them up images and groves in every high hill and under every green tree. And they burnt incense in all the high places, as did the heathen whom Jehovah carried away before them, and they wrought wicked things to provoke Jehovah to anger. Just think of this, and they served idols whom Jehovah had said unto them, you shall not do this thing. Here's Job again. Now a thing was secretly brought to me, and my ear received a little thereof. This is Job saying this. You can see that again. A thing was secretly brought to me. In the thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, which fear came upon me in trembling, which made all my bones to shake. A spirit passed before my face, the hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before mine eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, shall mortal man be more just than God? That could never happen. Shall a man be more pure than his maker? It's impossible. Behold, God puts no trust in his servants, and his angels he charges with folly. How much less is them that dwell in houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, which are crushed before the moth? They are destroyed from morning to evening. They perish forever without any regarding it. Doth not the excellency which is in them go away? They die even without wisdom. Amen. That's right. Here's Job again. Then answered Zophar the Naamathite and said, should not the multitude of words be answered? And should a man be full of talk be justified? This is one of Job's people that were criticizing him. Should your lies make men hold their peace? And when you mock, shall no man make you ashamed? Poor Job. If you have said, my doctrine is pure, I am clean in your eyes. But oh, that God would speak, open and open his lips against you. And that you should show you the secrets of wisdom, and that they are double to them which is. Know therefore that God exacts of you less than your iniquities deserve, and I thank God for that. Right, here's Job again. God will surely reprove you if you do secretly accept persons. I'll read some Psalms and Proverbs. Psalm 19. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Amen. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Jehovah, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Here's Psalm 25. The secret of Jehovah is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. There's that word secret, sod. It means to consultation, means to assembly, it means secret, counsel, it means counsel. Psalm 27. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. Amen. He shall set me up upon a rock. In Psalm 31, you shall hide them in the secret of your presence from the pride of men. You shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. You shall keep them secretly, right. Psalm 44, if we have forgotten the name of our God or stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knows the secrets of the heart. Wow. Amen. Yea, for your sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongue like a sword, and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep. God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away. And all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doings, of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in Jehovah and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Amen. Here's a hiding place, protection, secret. You shall, Psalm 81. You call in trouble, and I deliver you. I answer you in the secret place of thunder. I proved you at the waters of Meribah, Selah. In Psalm 90, you have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. Here's a lam, means to conceal, secret, to hide. Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Wow, that's good. I will say of Jehovah, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Amen. We thank God for that. You shall not be afraid of terror by night, nor for the arrows that fly by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. Well, here's what happens. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Amen. Because you have made Jehovah, which is thy refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. That's what we want to huddle up in, God's habitation. He is our habitation. There shall no evil before you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. There shall no evil befall you. Right. He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall you tremble under feet. Trample on the feet. Because He had set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. Why? Because he had known my name. Amen. That's why. He shall call upon me, God says, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I sustain him and show him my salvation. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 139. My substance was not hid from you when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Let's look up a few words here. There's Racham, means to embroider, needlework, curiously work. That's what that curious is. Proverbs 3. For the froward is an abomination to Jehovah, but his secret is with the righteous. It's counsel, yeah. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 9. Stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knows that the dead are there, and her guests are in the depths of hell. Wow, that's scary. Her guests are in the depths of hell. Here's Proverbs 11. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he that is of faithful spirit conceals the matter. So don't be a talebearer. Proverbs 20. He that goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets. Therefore meddle not with him that flatters with his lips. Got to watch out for people that flatter you, because they're always up to something. Proverbs 21. A gift in secret pacifies, calms anger, and a reward in the bosom strong wrath. That's what that means. Proverbs 25. Go not forth hastily to strive, lest you know not what to do in the end thereof, when your neighbor had put you to shame. Debate your cause with your neighbor himself, and discover not a secret to another. That's right. Lest he that hear you put you to shame, and your infamy, your disgrace, turn not away. Did you know open rebuke is better than secret love in Proverbs 27?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's private, it means to conceal, private. I don't know how to say that in the Greek, but it means to hide, conceal, keep secret. There's that word alms in the Greek. It means compassion, benevolence. It means to be have mercy on people. Here's Matthew 6. Take heed that you do not your alms before men. Why? To be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Amen. That's right. Therefore, when you do your alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, truly I say unto you, they have their reward. But when you do your alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand does. That's right. This is really good, that your alms may be in secret, and your Father, which sees in secret, himself shall reward you openly. That's beautiful to know, isn't it? And when you pray, you should not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. That's terrible. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when you pray, enter into your closet. And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father which is in secret. And your Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly. Amen. We thank God he sees everything. Just think, there's no light or darkness to God. He just sees everything. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. That's like the Catholics. They say a lot of crazy prayers. Be not therefore like unto them, for your Father knows what you have need of before you even ask him. Wow. After this manner therefore pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You know, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. I always ask everybody to forgive me, too, if I've done anything to offend you. Amen. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, or women their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. That's right. Always remember those words. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that you appear not unto men to fast, but unto your Father which is in secret. And your Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly. Isn't that nice to know? Matthew 13. All these things spoke Yeshua unto the multitude in parables. And without a parable, he spoke not unto them. that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet David, saying, this is in Psalms, I'll open my mouth in parables. I'll utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, to my law, my Torah. Wish people would do that. On the way here, we see people breaking the Sabbath all day long. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I'll open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of Jehovah and his strength and his wonderful works that he had done. Amen. Here's the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4. And he said unto them, Yeshua said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifest, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. Amen. Here's Luke 8. No man, when he had lighted a candle, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a candlestick. Same thing. But that they which enter in may see the light, right? Mm-hmm. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not that it that anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad, right? Here's some Romans. Paul's talking to the Romans. He says, when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, the meanwhile accusing or excusing one another. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Yeshua the Messiah, according to my gospel. That's what Paul's saying. Paul says to the Romans again, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Yeshua the Messiah, according to the revelation of the mystery, which have been kept secret since the world began, but is now made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To the only wise God be glory through Yeshua the Messiah forever. Amen. In closing for today, there are many other verses and scriptures pertaining to the word secret. I only gave you just a few today. Ecclesiastes says, chapter 12, it says, and further by these, my son or daughter or sisters, be admonished. Of making many books there's no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of mankind. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Amen. And Shabbat Shalom. Hope you got something out of the study today. May God always be with you and always comfort you. We'll put this up here. I'm going to stop the video. Stop that. Shrink that. I'll shrink it. And I'll stop the audio.